Hello, Gary. This
Hey,
is
hello.
Kate, and not only are you organizer of Trigg County Civil War Days, you're right in the middle of it.
We are smack dab in the middle of it right now. We've got our school days going on with all the 5th and the 8th grade students from Trigg County Schools.
Describe where you are.
Well, we are out at Lake Barkley State Resort Park in the middle of a 30-acre field joining the Randolph Golf Course. We've got, if you make it down this way, you'll see the smoke rising and all the big tents out in the field.
How many reenactors have you involved?
Well, this year we're anticipating somewhere between 300 to 400 reenactors. A lot of it depends on the weather. Some of the guys, since they stay out here all weekend long, if it gets real cold, some of them don't make it, which is understandable.
Understandable, indeed. Tell me about the Battle of Blue Springs tomorrow at 1.
Well, tomorrow we will, of course, we'll have our battle. The Battle of Blue Springs, for the most part, there were several engagements in Trigg County. This one is, for the lack of a better term, a bit fictitious. We've just set up a scenario. We're out here by Blue Springs, so we decided we'd call it the Battle of Blue Springs. We will have cavalry on the field. We've got artillery. Lots of infantry are coming. We will be burning a house, or should I say the Yankees will be burning a house as they march in. And we're expecting a really good time.
So the reenactors, those who will brave the elements, will be setting up tents, authentic life at a camp in the Civil War days, yes?
Yes. The folks that are coming out, we've got the Tennessee Valley Battalion will be coming up. They're going to set up the streets. There's 10 companies in the battalion. And each company will have its own street that basically the commanding officer at the head with all of his infantrymen lined up on either side. And they'll have it set up exactly the way that they would have during the Civil War. They stay out here on the field all 3 nights. They cook and clean and tend to all their duties out here. They'll be drilling on Saturday morning, getting ready for the battle. Just to make sure everybody's freshened up and ready to go.
So the camps are opening up gradually today, and you expect artillery night fire this evening at 7:30?
Yes, ma'am. Friday is generally the day when most of the reenactors come in as they get off of their day jobs and come out to play for the weekend. They come out and set up the camps. The whole area will open up to the public this afternoon around 3 o'clock. And other than the touring the camps that are set up, tonight we will have our first night fire around 7:30, or it may be a little bit early if it gets good and dark for us, which with the cloud cover I think we'll be all right with that. And artillery night fire is really something to see. It's quite a spectacle to watch the cannons go off at night.
Then in the morning, you open at 10, and there's a ladies' tea and pageant that's open to the public at 11?
Yes. The ladies' tea is, all of the events are open to the public. The only ones that are reenactor only are saber competition, cavalry saber competition, and the shooting competition. The ladies' tea is open to the public. They ask that you bring a teacup if you have one. And during the tea, we will have the Miss Mary Trigg pageant, named after Colonel Stephen Trigg from the American Revolutionary War, his granddaughter. And there'll be prizes awarded for that on the authenticity and completion of the dress. Then following the tea is when the battle starts at 1.
With the shooting and cavalry competition after that, tell me something. Well, it just went in and out of my head just then what I was going to ask. Oh, the tea and the blue and gray ball are going to be in the Barkley Lodge.
No, actually, all of our events are out here on the field.
Oh, wow.
Lake Barkley State Resort Park has helped us with this event. They've set up a large tent for us to use. will be out here on the park field.
And so will the ball.
That night we'll move all the tables and fire up the band and have a camp ball out here on the field.
Oh my goodness, that really is authentic then. So tomorrow is a full day from 10 to 10. And Sunday, there is another reenactment of the battle.
Yes. Sunday morning starts off. We feed our reenactors breakfast Sunday morning. We'll have a worship service at 10 on the park in the big tent. And then about 1:30, we'll kick off another battle or a completion of the previous battle. And once the battle's over with on Sunday, that pretty much wraps up the entire event. Most of the people.
You told me, Gary, that one of your special, one of the parts of this activity that you really enjoy the most is walking amidst the tents as the night falls and story swapping occurs.
Yeah, you really get a sense for the time frame after the sun goes down and everybody's kind of quiet down and there's nothing but campfire and the light lighting your way. And everybody generally finds a fire and gathers around.
Gary?
Yes.
We're losing you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying there's some tall tales told, but there's a lot of 1800s politics talked.
Do you?
Around the campfires.
Are you yourself a reenactor?
I used to reenact years ago. I kind of got out of it for scheduling purposes, but now I'm on the other side of it.
What was the impetus to bring back this tradition after a year hiatus?
Well, last year we idled the event just due to a scheduling conflict with a larger event with the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. We were backed up to one another, and a lot of the guys were going to head to the bigger event, which is understandable. But we wanted to, our main objectives with Tree County Civil War Days primarily is education. The Civil War is touched on, but there's not a lot of time in schools anymore to really get into the details of it, and that's what we're here for. We've got the Kentucky History Mobile is out here today. They're only going to be here today. They've got another event to go to. But education is our primary reason. And then, of course, there's the economic side. To have an event in your area, you know, where we've got local businesses that are supporting this event, including myself. And we want to bring people into Trigg County and out here to Lake Barkley and to Katy's. And just if you haven't been here in a while, come on back and take a look. And then our last of our three main goals is entertainment, just pure entertainment. There's nothing quite as exciting as seeing a cavalry charge and watching the cannons go off.
And there will be food available for folks visiting.
We do. We have several food vendors on the property here. They'll be glad to see a good barbecue sandwich or a hamburger. We've got arts and crafts out here. We've got a little area set up with a lot of local arts and crafts, some woodworking things. So you can come out and spend an entire day, and there's plenty to see and plenty to do.
Well, excellent. And since it's outdoors, you can just dress up and get a lot of exercise and learn something as well. Thank you, Gary, for being with us today.
Well, thank y'all. We appreciate it.
Gary Polite is organizer of Trigg County Civil War Days, which started this morning at Lake Barkley State Resort Park and continues through Sunday when the camp cleanup is at 2:30 p.m.